Dr. Pinsky dictating a mental AME on William Capps, C-A-P-P-S. William Capps is a 58-year-old male and reports he was injured at work on two occasions. Right on 7-8-21, he was pulling down the trailer door and believes he injured his lower back. Right on 7-13-21, he was lifting boxes in excess of 50 pounds that had toppled off of the pallet in his truck. He believes he injured his back again on that occasion, but did not go to the emergency room, period. Further evaluation led to a hernia stands to be diagnosed as a herniated disc in the lower back, but he was uncertain if he had an MRI. But he did get cortisone shots still from Dr. Duckles, D-U-C-K-L-E-S, but did not undergo any surgery in this matter. Period in the paragraph, treatment records show Mr. Capps was seen at urgent care by Dr. Mayer, M-A-Y-E-R, in 7-14-21. Period. He stated he had back pain for 6 days. Period. He twisted his back after pulling a back door of a trailer on his vehicle. But he self-treated in the interim. Period. The pain subsided during the weekend. Period. His pain returned when he was at work completing home deliveries, lifting 50-pound packages on 7-13-21. Period. He had a history of leg and ankle surgery, as well as hernia surgery. Period. After evaluation, he was diagnosed with muscle spasms of the back, which he was placed on cyclobenzaprine and prednisone. Period. He returned on 7-19-21 for a recheck. Period. He stated his pain had improved but not completely resolved and is exacerbated with increased activity. Period. He denies any new injuries or trauma to his back. Period. He saw Dr. Mayer through 7-26-21, period. At that time, he related worsening pain after mowing the lawn this weekend, but he took naproxen today and was, quote, feeling pretty good now, period, end quote. He implored Dr. Mayer by saying, quote, it will be a disaster, end quote, if he tries to go back to work. Period. The workers' compensation representative was present during the visit. Period. Upon exam, his right thoracic paraspinal muscles were tender, but there was none in the midline. Period. Remainder of his orthopedic exam was normal. Period. Physical exam. Abdomen normal. He declined being checked for a hernia, so groin exam was not done. Period. He said his primary care physician checked him for one and did not find a hernia. Period. He relates to Dr. Duckles, said his groin symptoms are coming from his herniated disc. Period. Extremities upper. There was a rough texture and callus formation on the hands bilaterally. Shoulder maneuver is normal. Extremities lower. The knees were chafed bilaterally. Period. There was a 4-inch longitudinal scar in the lateral aspect of the right ankle, consistent with his prior surgery. Period. Left ankle plantar flexion was mildly reduced to 30 degrees, but was otherwise full. Period. Motion of the left ankle, as well as both hips and knees, was full on all planes with a crepitus or tenderness. Then knee maneuvers normal. Cervical normal, thoracic. He was tender in the right interscapular musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the left or in the midline. Lumbosacral. He changed positions fluidly. He was able to squat to 20 degrees, complaining of pulling in his low back, despite the spine being in a neutral position. Period. He sat comfortably in 90 degrees flexion, but actively flexed to 40 degrees, complaining of a pulling in his low back, but no low back or radicular pain. rib motion was otherwise full in all spheres without discomfort. He was tender to palpation about the right sciatic notch, but not the left. Supine straight leg raise and maneuver on the right at 75 degrees elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Appeared on the left at 90 degrees, no low back or radicular complaints were elicited. Impressions. William Capps alleges to have been injured at work on both 7-8-21 and 7-13-21. In the first instance, he was pulling down a trailer door, and on the second, was lifting boxes that weighed over 50 pounds. Appeared he was seen at urgent care and diagnosed with muscle spasm for which he was prescribed medications. Appeared Mr. Capps currently asserts he understands his final diagnosis to be herniated discs in the lumbar spine. Appeared, however, he is not sure if he had an MRI, and we are not in receipt of one either. Appeared, he has been receiving cortisone injections from Dr. Duckles. Appeared, he also takes tramadol and flexeril on an as-needed basis. Appeared, insert the usual in the paragraph, the current exam. Found there to be variable mobility about the lumbar spine. Appeared there were skin changes on his hands and knees consistent with ongoing physically rigorous activities. Period. Supine straight leg raise and maneuver elicited only low back tenderness on the right at an angle greater than 70 degrees, so it was not clinically meaningful. Period. Neural tension signs were negative. Period. New paragraph. There is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the right shoulder, comma, back, comma, groin, comma, or right leg. Period. If indeed Mr. Capps underwent an MRI of the lumbar spine, it would be helpful to review it to confirm my impressions. Period. End.